This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Don't know if you've noticed, but the president's tweets have taken a decided turn toward the markets of late. Not the stock market, because, well, stocks go down too, right? But toward various asset classes is probably a better way to put it. He was all about foreign exchange the other day, China and Russia and currency manipulation. Today, it was oil. OPEC is at it again, he tweeted this morning. Oil prices are artificially very high, exclamation point, with assorted irregular capitalization for emphasis. I mean, sure, it's convenient to blame somebody for high gas prices, but the story beyond 280 characters is that there is something bigger happening to the global oil market. Scott Tong has that one from the Sustainability Desk.
The president blames OPEC for high oil prices. He tweeted that there's oil all over the place. That's true, or at least there was a glut 3 years ago. Longtime energy analyst Daniel Yergin is vice chairman at IHS Market.
The glut is mostly gone. It's been largely worn down by the factors of a strong world economy.
In other words, demand is surging in places like China.
And the fact that Saudi Arabia and Russia have found a new platform for cooperation.
They're hooking up to hold down supply. Add it up, and the crude reality is we're at a rough balance now between supply and demand after years of too much oil. One other thing jacking up prices is U.S. policies of boycotting or threatening to boycott key petrostates, says Herman Wang at S&P Global Platts.
The reason that oil prices are higher right now is because of actions that the U.S. White House is doing, threatening to walk away from the Iran deal, sanctions on Venezuela, sanctions on Russia.
The Russians and OPEC have restricted supply for 2 years now. And today at an oil producers meeting in Saudi Arabia, they pledged to keep doing it and to keep prices up. Here's energy analyst Ellen Wald at Transversal Consulting.
They're very satisfied with how their production cuts are going, and they don't want to change anything. Even if they're not saying $80 a barrel, that may be kind of their ideal target.
That translates very roughly to another 15 cents a gallon here in the States, just in time for that summer drive. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.